The reason for the rate hike is twofold. First, to meet Governor Andrew Cuomo's goal of having 50% of the state's electricity come from more expensive renewable sources, such as wind and solar, by 2030, the PSC plans to add a clean energy surcharge to electric bills starting in January. But the process has not been transparent, according to Ken Girardin, an analyst with the Empire Center for Public Policy in Albany.
The final clean energy standard that was voted on August 1st was different from the one that was being shown to members of the public as recently as the Friday beforehand.
Second, low-cost natural gas-fired power plants are hurting the nuclear industry. So Girardin says Cuomo's pushing another surcharge to keep Exelon from closing its three upstate nuclear power plants. He says the Empire Center's concerned about corporate welfare costing electric customers an estimated $3.4 billion over 5 years.
It should really give people pause about whether public policy is being done in a fair and an equitable manner when you have one company walking away with that kind of payday on the backs of the taxpayers without a single vote from the state legislature.
According to the state's energy czar, Richard Kaufman, closing the plants would cost consumers $7 a month, while keeping nuclear going would cost $2 a month. A federal lawsuit to block the surcharge was filed in October by Exelon's competitors and other energy companies. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.